What was Kalmar Nickel's involvement with the site before it closed?
We didn't really have a lot of involvement with the site other than the fact that the site is on an adjoining piece of property and we value it because of its historical significance. But we weren't directly involved. Now, though, after the park had been closed for 10 years, and through a partnership with the state, through the Department of Historical and Cultural Affairs, and with the National Park Service, we have created a partnership to reopen the site in support of the National Park Initiative and also the desire of the state to once again open the park for visitation.
So how long was sort of the planning phase to reopen this?
We've been discussing it. It's been in the works for a couple of years, just conceptually. And then it really, once the park became part of the first state national park, it really energized the process. And so really in the last 6 months or so, we were able to put a final agreement together to be able to do this.
And you mentioned the National Park Initiative before, so it's part of this larger effort to create a cultural destination in Wilmington, right? Can you talk a little bit about that initiative?
Well, the national park concept, it was really championed by Senator Carper to have a national park in Delaware. We were the only state that didn't have a national park. It actually has different sites in the state of Delaware. The headquarters actually is in an old Newcastle. There are some sites in Dover. The John Dickinson Plantation is part of it. There's a site in Lewis. So there are different components that feed into Delaware's national park, one of which is Fort Christina. And that is the site in Wilmington proper. It's really a great park for the community. It's a very pretty, peaceful, urban park, green park and green space, and it's a place where people can come and relax and not only enjoy a little history, but, you know, some nature.
So one of the big differences is now, you know, it's been closed for 10 years, but I believe you said it was open for, like, private things before, right?
It was open by arrangement from time to time for some public gatherings, and there was a festival that was held every year, that's been held every year there in the spring, formerly called Colonist Day. This year, through collaboration with a few groups, we actually kind of rebranded it Spring Fest and linked the Kalmar Nickel Foundation site, our Copeland Maritime Center, and our shipyard, the park, and then also Old Swedes Church and historic graveyard. And so we had all three sites participated in Spring Fest this year. So we there are some things that do happen outside of the summer, but most of the activity and is in the summertime. Primarily, if you go to the park, you can get a guided tour of the park. We have two docents that are working there who will walk and talk with you about the history. There's also a junior park ranger program, which is part of the national park system, the junior park ranger program. So they have information and material on that. And you can also get a national park passport stamp as well. So, and then our docents are also creating some activities. They're doing some Saturday activities as well. So, you know, keep an eye out in the calendar, you know, check the calendar for special events.
And so now that Delaware has a national park, what do you guys plan to do to make it worth the visit?
So what we're doing is we are linking together with Old Swedes and with our site. And then also there's a water taxi stop. You can stop here on the water taxi and see these different sites. And so we are creating with our other partners a very interesting cultural and historic opportunity to learn about Wilmington and Delaware's early colonial history.
Going off of that, how do you feel this will impact the community?
Well, I think so. This kind of goes back to this area and the development that's happened here. We have a brand new building. And we, the Kalmar Nickel Foundation, we have at the Copeland Maritime Center, we have some really interesting things to come see. We have a Watercraft of the World permanent exhibit, which has 72 model boats from around the world. We have a three-quarter scale replica of the deck of the Kalmar Nickel on in our second floor. You can come and learn about, again, about the Kalmar Nickel and the our early, you know, again, our early colonial history. So we have a really interesting site here. The Fort Christina is really interesting because it's at where the rocks are, where the ship actually landed, where New Sweden was established. There's a monument that commemorates the landing that was given to Wilmington by the people of Kalmar, Sweden in 1938. You know, so that's really significant and interesting to see. And then Old Swedes Church is the longest operating church, I think, in America. So, I mean, and that, you know, again, kind of dates back to the time of New Sweden. So there's just some really interesting attractions in this small area, and we've made a difference. You know, I think this has made a huge difference to this community. And then opening the park that was padlocked, you know, the gates are open, people can come and visit and learn about the history and just get a little bit of nature, as I said. It's just, I think it's a big contribution to the community overall.
And is there anything else you want to add in regard to hours or policies or something?
We opened it on Memorial Day. It'll be open to visitors through Labor Day, and it's open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4 throughout the summer. And then by arrangement and appointment, you know, afterwards, that people could call our office if they wanted to see it. The Old Sweets Church is open Tuesdays to Saturdays. We, the Kalmar Nickel Foundation, have a lot of school groups here up until usually about 1:30 in the afternoon. So best to call ahead if you want to tour our building, just to make sure that we don't have a school program running. But we are open on Saturdays, and, you know, the afternoons are always clear after 1:30. So if people are looking to do all three things, you know, to just make sure that they're aware of the hours. But as I said, the park is open from 10 to 4 Tuesday to Saturday, and that is free and open to the public.